Today we're celebrating a bit of an institution around the region. It's 25 years of Jim's British Market. I'm joined now by Jim himself, Jim Anderson. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
Morning. Now, Jim, 25 years. What's it been like? What sort of journey have you had running Jim's British Market for the last 25 years?
25 years. How the time goes by. It's unbelievable. Mark, I think that's when we first met, because I think you started up in WRG, as it was then, around about the same time. In fact, I have a photograph of you standing beside my fish and chip van on the car park in front of the shop. I remember when you were a fine-looking young man.
I know. When I was
things
much
haven't
younger.
Changed.
And, yeah, exactly. Yes, I'm the same weight as well. It's amazing.
It's not good down that road.
I know. It's like radio. No one knows. No, seriously. But Jim, seriously, 25 years, though, of running Jim's British Market. I mean, you must have seen a lot of changes in that time.
Yes. Things have changed a lot, especially from the point of view of technology, for example. I remember when I first placed my order with my supplier in the UK, which is, by the way, the same supplier as we use today.
All right, okay.
My method of ordering was fill in an A4 sheet of paper with a biro, sign it, and fax it.
Fax!
And faxed it. Yeah, people not know what I mean when I say fax. And the goods would come in a lorry the following week, and it worked a treat. Things, of course, have changed a lot since then. It's become highly technical and computerized and, you know, almost way out of my station. But, a lot has changed. But, you know, for the most part, for the better.
Okay, well, I mean, you know, you had this idea, didn't you, as you say, 25 years ago to open up a British shop, which was actually unique at the time, wasn't it?
It was. In fact, I my own opinion is that I was the one who had the idea to begin with.
Yep.
I had been in the UN for 20 years, and I reckoned a change of career would probably be a good idea. So I had the idea of opening the shop, because so many people would come back from the UK with, you know, a bottle of HP sauce or a packet of sausages or whatever in their suitcase. And I thought, well, why not? We could, you know, try and sell the stuff in a shop type environment. So that's how it started off.
Okay.
And it started off much, much more popular than I had imagined. I remember when we first opened, my son Brian and I were there at the time, and I remember peering behind the blinds in the shop, and the car park was full. It was chock-a-block, and people were queuing on the street. It was unbelievable. And in fact, you know, that it really didn't change. It was fantastic. That's how
I do remember, actually, myself. I do remember, because we'll talk about this in a few minutes as well, about Bonfire Night, Guy Fawkes. But I do remember, actually, the first one, I was there, and we had one little barbecue, because I was helping you out. And we had a few packets of sausages. We thought, that'll do. And hundreds showed up.
No. And if I remember correctly, the leg fell off the barbecue. Yeah, right, an experience. So I thought, yeah, this could work.
Yes. So, the lesson from there is, of course, Jim, is the fact that from day one you opened, it's been phenomenally successful for you, and it still is to this day.
Absolutely, yes. It hasn't changed. And it's based really on the initial publicity that I used was, if you cannot find it, I will find it for you.
Right.
And that's the way we have based it from the beginning, and it has worked. And people obviously keep coming back, because they know they will find what they've been looking for in gyms. So,
I mean, so over the 25 years, I mean, obviously expats can be a little bit stuck in their ways at times when they want the classics like the English style bacon and the marmalades and all that sort of thing. Over 25 years, have you seen people's tastes change, or are we looking at the fact that people still like the same basic foods that they did 25 years ago?
I think things have not changed at all in that respect, Mark.
Right.
I think no matter when, people, if they're away from home, they like goods that they can associate with home and
right.
that where the, you know, how they've been brought up and so on. And if that involves HP sauce, sausages, bacon and all the rest of it, then, you know, that has not changed, which is good. It's good.
So people are still like same basic things as they did 25
yes,
years
absolutely.
Ago.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And of course, over that time, briefly, what you have seen, of course, is 25 years ago, people came in with their kids. Now their kids are coming in with
yeah.
their kids.
That's when it really hits you. You know, I get people coming in nowadays with these adults beside them, and they say, John came in here when he was 4 years of age, and now he's been through university and right. he's at work, and that's when it really hits you how time has changed. But that's a fantastic, it's a great side of it.
Great, I mean, I know yeah. you've got great loyalty amongst those
yes,
people who
yeah.
visit you every week to,
that's
to
right.
buy the shop.
Yeah,
to
exactly.
go to the shop.
Yeah.
Yep. All right, Jim, thanks very much indeed. Now, we're talking about changes. One big change that's happened more recently is Brexit, which has had an impact. We're going to be talking about that in just a couple of moments. And a very good morning to you. We're talking about Jim's British Market, which has been going 25 years. Now, a few moments ago, we were talking to Jim himself about how things have changed and how things have not changed that much over the last 25 years. But what has changed is that his son, Chris, has gotten a bit older and is now heavily involved with the business. Morning, Chris.
Good morning, Mark.
Now, Chris, I have to say, one of the things you do, I mean, one of your jobs with the shop is, I would say, talking to you about it, import manager. So looking at to making sure that the shop is fully stocked. Now, I know one of the things you've been dealing with, because we were talking, as we were talking to your dad just a few moments ago, about the fact that how many things haven't changed, but one big thing that has changed is Brexit. How has Brexit affected the business?
Yeah, so I would say over the last 25 years, Brexit single-handedly is the biggest change we've
right.
faced, to the extent that no one was able to prepare for it. Even our suppliers, you can talk to any business person in the EU similar to us, no one was really prepared. So Brexit has been a massive challenge for us in that respect. Still today, we're faced with new regulations that we weren't aware of. So it's been a massive learning curve the last sort of nine months. So, very, very challenging times for us.
So just to tell me, I mean, for example, I mean, you've got an example of something that, before Brexit was just, you put it into to the back of a van and it got driven over and you sold it. That was easy. Now, I mean, just like a specific example of what's giving you headaches right now.
Yeah. So I remember in our last conversation that the previous issue was the certificates
right.
on all animal products.
Right.
We have to get individual certificates for any line of product which contains animal products. So that was the big complexity. I'll give you our latest example. If we want to import, let's say, Nairn's oatcakes, which have the organic name
right.
in on the packaging, that means that they contain certain organic ingredients, which are minimal. We need now to be certified by a Swiss authority to import organic products. So we've had to get the certification, and that has added a whole new layer of sort of complexity to only that part of the process, only to import a
right.
product which has the name organic on it. So,
and these, of course, were just things, no one thought of before. Because, I mean, we knew that we knew Brexit was going to happen in some shape or form back in 2016. But the problem is, as you say, like everybody else, what form Brexit was going to take was just unknown to the last moment.
Yeah, exactly. Totally unknown. Even our supplier, who tried their best, they said, we are Brexit ready. And I can't say that they were not, because they just didn't know.
Right.
So come January the 1st, then we started hearing about all these regulations that the EU were imposing on the UK. And then there's Switzerland. We are in Switzerland.
Right.
We were Schengen, but now for Switzerland, the UK, Switzerland considers the UK in the same bracket as Zambia, for example.
Right.
Which is just crazy, like a third party country.
Well, this is the thing. I mean, Switzerland is in the single market, you know, which is run by the EU. And so we've got all those changes. So are you, I mean, I assume you are, I mean, because I've been into the shop, the shop's full of lovely things. So I'm assuming that that you've got a handle on most of these issues now.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's one thing learning about new regulations, having to adapt, having trucks getting turned back because of a minor...
And that's happened
error.
To you.
Yeah, it has happened. Yeah, we've had trucks turned back to our supplier because there was a small error on the export documentation leaving the UK. But these are just teething problems. Everything we learn now will become part of the process, and things are getting smoother with time, that's for sure.
Chris, I know that what you've done is you've done quite a nice little workaround because Ireland remains in the EU.
Exactly. So I remember last time we spoke about finding a British butcher in France, and now we've expanded our supplier range to Ireland, and we now have three suppliers that are shipping British products or even cheese. We have bacon and sausages coming from the north of Ireland. So, we've expanded our creativity in that aspect.
So I think if I'm right in thinking this, Northern Ireland, of course, remains in the EU's single market. So you're able to source products from Northern Ireland to bring over here.
Yeah, exactly. I'm fortunate to have a friend in the business there who supplies excellent bacon. So we're making the most of that.
Okay, fantastic. All right, Chris, thanks very much indeed. That was Chris Anderson there, Jim's son, who's now heavily involved with the business and looking at all the issues that Brexit has created over the last few months. Now, coming up for you in a couple of moments, we will be taking a look at the fact that, as we mentioned, it is the 25th anniversary of Jim's British Market, and there's going to be a little bit of a party. That's all to come. And a very good morning to you. Today we're talking about Jim's of British Market, which is 25 years old. And I have to say that I do remember turning up to the shop when it had first opened 25 years ago. And Jim was there. And also his son, who joins us in the studio as well, Chris, too. Everyone much younger. Chris, I mean, where were you? You were at school, probably, weren't you?
Yeah, I was at university in England.
Right.
And I remember that Dad had asked me to fly back with some stuff. So he sent me a list of products to buy at Sainsbury's or what have you. And I flew back with a friend of mine, with a friend of mine from university, and with, I don't know, two suitcases each, and straight on the shelves.
Okay,
So
things haven't changed.
That was 25 years ago. Now, we are celebrating, as I say, the 25th anniversary of that. And Jim, you've got a party lined up, all based around, which is an event that's been very popular at the shop for the last few years, was Guy Fawkes. So 6th of November, outside the Jim's British shop in Glan, you've got a bit of a party. Jim, let's explain what you're doing.
Well, it's party time.
Yes.
Well, as you just said, our biggest night of the year was always, since we opened, Guy Fawkes Night, when we used to have the bonfire next to the shop. And it was actually pretty fantastic. You were there, Mark, several times. So although we can't do the same in Glan, we can't have a bonfire, for example, but we intend having a large screen where we will have a virtual bonfire.
Right.
We will have a bit of a barbecue, a bit of music probably.
Some drinks, perhaps.
The odd drink.
Maybe.
Yeah, we want
a bit of sparkling water here and there.
Yes, exactly. Yes. But not too sparkly. But, so that's what we're doing on Saturday, the 6th of November, between 6 o'clock and 8 o'clock.
Okay, between 6 and 8.
Nice if customers could show, that would be great.
Yes, and so if you go down and mark the 25th anniversary of Jim's down there. So, Chris, you're going to be sort of like manning the barbecue?
Yeah, I'll be manning the barbecue or the giant screen.
Right, okay.
So the idea is to, put up some old photos in a reel and maybe a little video at the end of a bonfire and just try and recreate the nostalgia and the atmosphere of what Jim's is all about. You know, we're at the end of the day, we're a family business.
Right.
it's great to have a retail door. I think people really appreciate that. We also have an online shop, of course, but you would say most people prefer the experience. You know, our main selling point, if you like, has always been the service.
Right.
So I think people like the interaction. They like the environment and the English-speaking service and, you know, the friendliness. So that's something we always try to...
And the sense of community that genuinely have created over the last 25 years, I think.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, exactly. I mean...
personal service. You know,
just... Like Jim said before, the loyalty has always been a big part of our customer base. And people like coming back. They like the familiarity of the British environment. So that's definitely a big part of it.
Yeah, and over the years, you know, you develop a kind of personal relationship with customers. You get to know them, you get to know who they are, who their families are, and what their problems are. And people like to talk about that and you know, offload their problems sometimes to you. They, you know, which is
it's
a lovely part of your work.
There's a little couch in the back where they just share their...
That's right.
Yes. So lie down and tell me all your problems. Right, with a bacon sandwich.
That's right. And I'll charge you 50 francs.
In all seriousness, you're right, though. I agree. I mean, I know the fact that you have created a community around your regular customers. That's absolutely true. And, of course, it can be seen as what has been going on over the last few years with the Guy Fawkes Night itself, which is, as you say, has always been very popular. Mm. So that's going to be on the 6th of November outside the shop in Glan. So head down there from 6 p.m. 6th of November, Saturday, 6th of November, and mark 25 years of Jim's British Market. And there will be, let's say, a barbecue going. So English sausages, I'm assuming, will be on the...
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yep.
A must.
Bacon and all of that. Okay, well... Jim and Chris, been great to see you. 25 years. I know many people will thank you for your service and what you've supplied them over the last 25 years and keeping those little things that some people miss fresh in people's minds. So, Jim and Chris, thanks very much indeed. That party outside the Glant shop on the 6th of November, Saturday 6th of November, starting 6 p.m.
Thank you, Mark.
Thanks, Mark, for having us.
Thank you.